Hear, O ends of the earth, the mighty God, the Lord has spoken. Gather my saints to me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Behold, I establish my covenant between me and you. By my holiness have I sworn that I will be your covenant friend. I lift up my hand to heaven and swear that I live forever. And because I live, you shall live also. I will be yours. Here I seal your pardon. Though your sins be as many as the sands and as mighty as the mountains, I will drown them in the deeps of my bottomless mercies. I will be merciful to your unrighteousness. I will multiply pardon. Where your sins have abounded, my grace shall superabound. Though they be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Behold, I declare myself satisfied and pronounce you absolved. The price is paid. Your debts are cleared. Your bonds are canceled. Whatever the law or conscience or the accuser has to charge upon you, I exonerate you. I discharge you. I, even I, am he that blots out your transgressions for my name's sake. Who shall lay anything to your charge when I acquit you? Who shall impeach or plead you when I proclaim you guiltless? Sons and daughters, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you. I will sprinkle your consciences and put the voice of peace into their mouths. And they shall be your registers, in which I will record your pardon, and the voice of guilt and wrath and terror shall cease. Here I sign your release from the house of bondage. Come forth, you captives, come forth, you prisoners of hope, for I have found a ransom. I proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Behold, I have broken your bonds and shaken the foundations of your prisons and opened the iron gates. By the blood of the covenant I have sent forth the prisoners out of the pit in which there is no water. Arise, O redeemed of the Lord. Put off the raiment of your captivities. Arise and come away. The dark and noisome prison of sin shall no longer detain you. I will loose your fetters and knock off your bolts. Sin shall not have dominion over you. I will heal your backslidings. I will subdue your iniquities. I will sanctify you wholly and put my fear in your hearts, that you shall not depart from me. Though your corruptions be strong and many, yet the aids of my spirit, the cleansing virtue of my word and of my corrections, shall so work together with your prayers and endeavors, that they shall not finally prevail against you, but shall surely fall before you. From the strong and loathsome jail of the grave I deliver you. O death, I will be your plague. O grave, I will be your destruction. My beloved shall never see corruption. I will change your rottenness into glory, and make your dust arise and praise me. What is sown in weakness, I will raise in power. What is sown in corruption, I will raise in incorruption. What is sown a natural body, I will raise a spiritual body. This very flesh of yours, this corruptible flesh, shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality. Death shall be swallowed up in victory, immortality of life. Fear not, O my children, come, and I will show you the enemy that you dreaded. See, here lies the king of terrors, like Sisera in a tent, fastened to the ground with a nail struck through his temples. Behold a grateful present, the head of your enemy in a charger. I bequeath you your conquered adversary, and make over death as your legacy. O death, where is your sting? Where now is the armor in which you trusted? Come, my people, into your chambers. Come to your beds of dust and lay down in peace, and let your flesh rest in hope, for even in this flesh shall you see God.